FM 90.3 WJTL, Micah Tyler with Different. Zach Williams, Less Like Me, prior to that. Good morning, 721.
Your weather forecast for today. There's a heat advisory from now all the way through Saturday. Mostly sunny skies today. It's going to be hot. Temperatures expected to climb to 91. Partly cloudy overnight, low 66. And for your Thursday, hot, mostly sunny skies, high of 92. Currently, it is 70.
Our very special guest this morning, Rita Dong, is hanging out with us. She's the ministry coordinator for International Friendship, Inc., International Friendship here in Lancaster. She was an international student who came here from China over 10 years ago now, almost.
Yeah, almost.
Amazing. And now you have a passion for reaching international students with the gospel. Mm-hmm. What fueled that passion? Why do you want to get involved in ministry?
Well, really, because when I came here 10 years ago from China, I didn't know what Christianity is. I know God, but I didn't know Jesus. We don't have as much resources back home for people to understand the gospel. But when I came here, I was just so in awe of who Christ is. I became a Christian, and I really developed a passion for the gospel. So when I was at a school in Delaware, and then for college, I came to Lancaster at Franklin Marshall College. And there was definitely a culture shock. I felt very out of place at FNM because I wasn't Chinese enough, but I wasn't also not American enough. But through that, I think God really cultivated, hey, this is not about me. This is about how you're representing me to the people on campus. So I became involved with the campus fellowship at Franklin Marshall. And I was like the president. I led Bible studies. I mentored students. And I was just like, I don't really care about my grades. Like, I just want to be with people.
Yeah.
And tell them who God is and walk them through their faith. And that became my passion. Yeah.
And
ministry.
Yeah. I love that what you were doing was the thing that you were passionate about. And now you're able to do that as part of international friendship. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you are doing to reach out to students?
Yeah. So international friendship, we want to show Christ's love through the power of relationship and making international students feel like home. I think a lot of them land here and they're just fresh off the boat. They just don't know how it works.
Right.
So we kind of live beside them and help them with their needs and invite them into our homes and show them hospitality. I think it's really important because a lot of American students, like 70%, they never enter American home. They never establish any tangible relationship with locals.
Yeah.
And they leave the country. They never get over their culture shock. They kind of develop this like negative idea about the West, about America, about Christianity. And that breaks my heart because I personally know what it is like to have my life changed because I came here as an international student and met Christ.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's awesome. So folks can support what you're doing. And by the way, you're fairly new, right? You guys have only been around about a year.
Yeah, right. It was just amazing how God provided. I was really looking for, oh, can I stay in the U.S.? What is my purpose here? I was fairly lost after graduation. But then right as I was about to just leave the country, God was like, hey, here's an opportunity. I want you to stay. So the ministry at the time was very newly established. Someone has just moved here to start a chapter, and they're looking for someone who knows ministry, who knows international student, who has been a student at Franklin Marshall.
Yeah.
And that was me, basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, Lord, you want me to stay here. You want me to do this ministry. So I applied and got just accepted. I was so excited to do the ministry, but it was still hard work. It's, you know, starting something brand new. So it was going on college campuses, meeting students by myself. It was just being completely open and honest and flexible to, hey, students calling me at like 8 p.m. at night being like, hey, I really need to get to someplace. Can you please take me?
Aww.
And it was spontaneous. It was busy. It was kind of, I get frazzled a lot sometimes, but I love it. I love it to just be able to serve them. I get to meet so many wonderful people from countries I never dreamed of meeting people from there, like Madagascar, like Eritrea, Malawi. Like my mind is blown every time. I'm like, oh, I got to meet these people. But I was just a little girl in China. I never thought I could be here and be doing this. Yeah.
I love how you let God work in your life. You told us earlier that your mom mm-hmm. went to a meeting by some random guy, and that's what brought you to the U.S. And now meeting someone, you're doing full-time ministry. And mm-hmm. I love that you let God work in your life those random events. I think that's great. We want to encourage you, if you want to find out more about Rita is doing and you want to help reach international students with the gospel, to check out their website, International Friendships. It's lancaster.ifipartners.org. You could support Rita there. Mm-hmm. You could pray for her there. You could find out what she is doing. And Rita, before you go, how can folks pray for you right now?
Well, we are starting our new clubs. Being official on college campus, I'm super excited. Please pray that I will be able to reach my full support so I can be a full-time minister on campus. That is the one thing I'm really working on this summer.
Yeah, well, we love meeting you. We pray for your ministry and support you as well. Lancaster.ifipartners.org. Check it out. Rita, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here. Back to the music we go. This is Josh Wilson. It Gets Better, WJTL. Good morning.